Anna and her friends plan a small picnic in the park.
Anna 和她的朋友计划在公园里进行一次小小的野餐。
They decide what food and drinks to bring.
他们决定带些什么食物和饮料。
The sun shines in the sky.
太阳在天空中闪烁。
They find a good spot for the blanket.
他们找到一个好地方放毯子。
They lay out the food.
他们把食物铺开。
They bring sandwiches and fruits.
他们带来了三明治和水果。
They also bring water and juice.
他们也带来了水和果汁。
They sit on the blanket.
他们坐在毯子上。
They smile under the sun.
他们在阳光下微笑。
They listen to the birds sing.
他们听鸟儿唱歌。
A dog runs to them.
一只小狗跑过来。
They play games and throw a ball.
他们玩游戏和赢球。
The afternoon goes by happily.
下午时光愉快地飞逝。
They pack up to go home.
他们收拾东西准备回家。
They remember the wonderful afternoon.
他们记得这个美好的下午。
The new job.
新工作。
Tom got a new job in the city. Tell me about his friends' jobs and how Tom prepares for the new role.
Tom 在城市里找到了一份新工作。告诉我他的朋友们都是什么职业，以及 Tom 如何准备这个新角色。
Tom's friends have different jobs.
Tom 的朋友们都有不同的工作。
His friend Eva is a doctor.
他的朋友伊娃是医生。
John is a teacher.
约翰是一名老师。
Kara is a talented artist.
卡拉是一位有才华的艺术家。
Rita runs her own cafe.
丽塔经营着自己的咖啡馆。
Tom is excited about it.
Tom 对此感到兴奋。
He wants to prepare well for the job.
他想为这份工作做充分的准备。
He gets up at 7 every morning.
他每天早晨七点起床。
Then he exercises.
然后他进行锻炼。
After exercising, he eats a healthy breakfast.
锻炼结束后，他吃健康的早餐。
After breakfast, he goes to work.
早餐后，他去上班。
At work, Tom learns new skills.
在工作中，汤姆努力学习新技能。
He also meets new colleagues.
他也结识了新同事。
Tom reviews what he learns every night.
汤姆每晚复习当天所学。
He reads books about his duties.
他阅读关于职责的书籍。
On weekends, he organizes his workspace.
周末，他组织自己的工作空间。
Tom makes sure his work area is tidy.
汤姆确保他的工作环境井然有序。
This way, he can focus on his tasks.
这样，他可以专注于他的任务。
Grandmother's recipe.
奶奶的食谱。
Marie discovers an old recipe of her grandmother and decides to cook it for her family. Join her as she buys the ingredients and prepares the dish.
玛丽发现了一个奶奶的老食谱，并决定为家人做这道菜。陪伴她购买食材并准备这道菜。
The marathon.
马拉松。
A motivated runner trains hard for his first marathon. The story follows his training plan, the challenges, and the joy on race day.
一个有动力的跑步者为他的第一次马拉松努力训练。这故事跟随他的训练计划、挑战以及比赛日的喜悦。
Paul always dreamed of running a marathon.
保罗总是梦想着参加一场马拉松。
He decided to prepare for 6 months.
他决定准备六个月。
In his plan, he runs 4 times a week.
在他的计划中，他每周跑四次。
He also does 1 long run on the weekend.
他也在周末进行一次长跑。
Sometimes the weather is terrible.
有时天气很糟糕。
Even in the rain, Paul keeps running.
即使在雨中，保罗也坚持跑步。
Every week, the mileage increases.
每周，跑步的里程数增加。
He feels his progress.
他感受到自己的进步。
His stamina and endurance improve.
他的体力和耐力都有改善。
Before the race day, he feels nervous.
比赛日前，他感到紧张。
He knows preparation is key.
他知道准备是关键。
Finally, the race day arrives.
终于比赛日到了。
He is ready and shows confidence.
他准备好并显示信心。
When the race starts, he feels excited and proud.
当比赛开始时，他感到激动和自豪。
As time passes, fatigue sets in.
随着时间流逝，疲劳增加。
He does not give up, remembering his training.
他不放弃，记得他的训练。
Near the finish line, he feels immense joy.
接近终点线时，他感到无比喜悦。
He crosses the finish line, cheering and smiling.
他跨过终点，欢呼和微笑。
His effort and perseverance are rewarded.
努力和坚持得到了回报。
He has achieved his goal.
他已经完成了自己的目标。
In the game of colors.
在色彩的游戏中。
An art student embarks on a creative journey to explore the meaning of colors and shapes in painting, discovering how they can express emotions and moods.
一个艺术学生踏上了一段创造性的旅程，探索颜色和形状在绘画中的意义，并在过程中发现他们如何表达情感和情绪。
He starts at an ancient gallery where he sees vibrant artworks.
他从一个古老的画廊开始，他在那里看到了多姿多彩的艺术品。
The color combinations in the paintings mesmerize him.
这些画的色彩组合令他着迷。
Over time, he begins to understand the emotional power behind colors.
随着时间的推移，他开始理解色彩背后的情感力量。
Bright red evokes passion, while blue signifies calmness.
鲜红色让人感到热情，而蓝色代表平静。
This understanding inspires his artistic practice.
这种认识激发了他的艺术实践。
He begins to create his own works, integrating the skills he learned.
他开始创作自己的作品，融合他所学到的技艺。
Each painting is a new experience.
每一幅画都是一次新的体验。
He infuses emotion into every stroke.
他在每个笔触中都注入了情感。
His paintings reflect the twists, joys, and sorrows of the heart.
他的画作反映了内心的曲折、欢喜与悲伤。
To him, colors are silent poems.
在他看来，颜色是无声的诗。
They tell emotions that words cannot.
他们诉说着语言无法表达的情感。
On his journey, he meets other artists.
在他的旅程中，他还遇到了其他艺术家。
They share a love for art and diverse techniques.
他们分享对艺术的热爱和不同的技巧。
This interaction enriches his perspective.
这种交流丰富了他的视野。
He realizes that colors are a cross-cultural language.
他意识到颜色是跨文化的语言。
Every color can resonate worldwide.
每种颜色都能在全世界引起共鸣。
This awareness gives him a new respect for art.
这种认识使他对艺术有了新的敬意。